Our salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Of Damascus, the Syrian, I'm going to give you a seed from your bowels. Take a look at the trillions upon trillions upon trillions upon trillions of stars. So shall your seed be. Verse 6 says, and he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Abraham was given a promise of an heir. Let's go down to chapter number 16. Has God given you any promises? I think they still do it today. But anytime, my wife and I, we've been so many places where people have prophesied to us about the ministry and that, and oftentimes we catch it, we record it. We've been given down through the years when they were using cassette tapes. I still have cassette prophecies that are still true, that much has come to pass on it. But my point, go back and listen to these things. Find out what God said to you. You may have it written down. You may have it memorized. But these prophetic words that you know came from God, that have helped to shape and fashion your life, maybe it hadn't fully come to pass, but I'm here to tell you, though it seems it's been delayed, it is not denied. It will come to pass. Tell somebody, I will see the glory of the Lord. Genesis 16, chapter 16, verse 1. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, bare him no children. And she had a handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. Sarah said to Abram, behold now, the Lord has restrained me from bearing. I pray, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai. Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to him, to her husband Abram, to be his wife. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. When they saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarah said unto Abram, my wrong be on you. I ain't figured that one out yet. I've given my maid into your bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and you. But Abram said unto Sarai, behold, your maid is in your hand. Do to her as it pleases you. And when Sarah dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. I want you to see, they had dwelt, from the time of the promise, they had dwelt in the land of Canaan 10 years. Just look at somebody and say, 10 years.
10 years.
Ain't nothing happened. Somebody waited a couple days. They ain't no good no more. That must have been the devil. 10 years. So finally, Sarai got nervous. listen, Sarah, God has restrained me. I've never had a child. But you got a couple good years left in you. Go in on Hagar. Right? When the promise seems delayed, you be very careful who you listen to.
Amen.
See, it wasn't Sarah, the princess, talking. It was Sarai, the carnal one. Abram and Sarai were carnal. God hadn't changed their name. So they were governed by their senses. They were governed by the sense realm. Well, God has restrained me. It's been 10 years. You're not getting any younger. We got Hagar here. Go in unto Hagar, and peradventure God will raise up seed through her. Tell somebody right now, be careful what you listen to. And who you listen to when things are delayed. It didn't come right when you thought. Stay on track.
Amen.
Come on, tell somebody, stay on purpose. Except the Lord build the house, we labor in vain. Except the Lord guard the city, the army wakes, but in vain. God takes no pleasure in the strength of horses. He's not concerned with the strength of a person's legs or their arms or their might. For this thing is not by power and is not by might, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. So it may look like it's too late. Tell somebody, it ain't too late. I'm just getting started. So, see, the Lord will allow circumstances oftentimes to surround you to teach you how to trust him.
Amen.
Truly, how to trust him. If you've never had to wait on God, you don't know how to trust him. This is why I believe not many wise, not many noble, not many mighty, they already got theirs. If it don't seem like God come through when they want him to, they can resort to something else. But see, sometimes God will break you down. He'll break you down to where you have to lean on him. Tell somebody, he ain't mad at you. He's trying to get you ready for greater. So that when he does bless you, you don't depend on that. In the wilderness, God said he led them 40 years to prove them. To teach them that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God shall man live. Amen. Man can only live by the word of God. The other stuff is just dessert. So Sarai, Abram's all right. So there was an Ishmael. Abram at the time was 86. Look at verse 15 and 16 in the same. And Hagar bare Abram a son, and Abram called his son's name, which Hagar bare, Ishmael. And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael. He was 86. 86 years old. Now, in most minds, it would be, okay, 86. Yeah. 86. Abram, you missed God, buddy. That can't be God. Come on, somebody. That can't be. You already 86. Let that marinate a little bit. So Abram hearkened to another voice. It may have not been a voice that meant any harm. They just figured this is the way, this is the only way I can see how God can work this thing out. You got to, we got to do something. Because it ain't coming through me. And you about had it too. So let's do this thing now. It's been 10 years. It's been 10 years, right? Go on, get it in some of y'all head how you think. Because you think like this. So we see here, 86 years old. Someone say 86. God bless all of our seniors. We got some wonderful senior citizens. But at 86, they will be the first to tell you they're not 20 years old. Life has changed. Even at 40, 50, things change, right? So I want you to picture this, because God gave them a promise. And by all measure, it seems like it's delayed. Lord, you gave me a promise. It got to happen by Monday. Yes, they shut my lights off. How you know? How you know? God can work in all kind of ways to keep your lights on a little while. The man, God can take you out as a computer. And the next door neighbor, you see him pull up, you see FPL pull up, and yo, Lord. And they go next to your next door neighbor. And you ain't even in the computer yet. Now don't try that. Don't, you know, I ain't paying no bill. Pay your bills. Because you might be in the computer. You understand? But listen, folks don't even think. They're so carnal in their mind. They forget the equalizer. They forget the one that makes us special. They forget the one that can do things that nobody else can do and nobody can explain. You forget that he's for you, operating through you. And what won't he do for you? Some of us that have experienced things down through the years that God did for us, nobody could do for us. We couldn't do for ourselves. Saved our life. Spared us from something. Delivered us out of something. Nobody could have done it but God. He's the same God today as he was yesterday, and he will be forever. And he's still on your side. You're on his side. He's still fighting our battles. He's still making a way. So delay does not mean deny. There's a delay, God's doing something. Tell somebody, keep listening for God's voice. Do you know the Lord will not allow you to be devoured? Because his compassions are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness to you. Great is his faithfulness to you. Listen to me closely here. He sends you out like a sheep among wolves. Tell somebody, don't be scared. Our initial reaction, you're a sheep, you'd be scared. You'd be fearful. Wolves. Wolves are the animals that kill more than they eat.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation, to send the gospel into the world.